is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, folks, where I go live every night for you. Okay. To share my knowledge, basically. I'm a self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas, and tonight we're going to talk about the 3D, 4D, and 5D world. And this is something I've been gatekeeping for a very long time. But I felt it was time to share this with my audience because I think this will give you a deeper understanding of how to manifest your dreams and have manifested millions of dollars, have manifested just great experiences, business partners, positive people, just anything that I want. And I use this formula, or I use just by understanding the different worlds, allows me to literally get what I want. And I want to give it to you for free. Is that cool? Okay. So take notes. This is the manifesting tricks they never told you about. This is what they don't want you to know about manifestation. Because if you really understand it, then you'll do it. And if you do it, you will reach your desired outcome. Okay. So let's get started here. Hey, thanks for the shares. Thanks for the likes. If you do appreciate what I do here, I don't want any gifts, so you don't need to send me any gifts. Now, if you want to send me gifts, cool. But all I'm asking for is a like and a share and tag a few people below. And I will continue to do this on my Instagram account and share the knowledge with the world. And just to know a little bit about me, I don't have a degree in anything, okay? I dropped out of college. I went to the Army, got kicked out. I had bad credit, repossessions, but now I'm worth about $40 million. I'm in a digital marketing space, real estate space, forex space, stock space. I do it all, you know, and I live a very comfortable, easy life, and I'm still young, okay? I live an easy life. Come with the word easy life. If you want to live an easy life, listen to this. And this is for the people that are working hard. This is for the people that trying to build a business, grinding. I get it, you know, but I don't know. I think that's old technology. I think a lot of that stuff is just obsolete. It's just other ways to accomplish what you want, only if you understand what I'm about to share with you here tonight. Okay? Is that cool? Easy life, baby. All right, so check it out. So, you like the red light? Yeah. It's cool. So, check it out. So, you have the 3D, 4D, and 5D world. Is anybody familiar with the 3D, 4D, and 5D world? Manifesting, if you don't know what that means, manifesting means taking an idea or a thought in your mind and just making it real, you know? See if you want to manifest $1 million. So the process of manifesting is thinking about it and it happening, right? Maybe you want a beautiful wife or a beautiful husband. Thinking about it, seeing a person, and then marrying them. Or maybe you want a nice, sexy body. Right? Wanting to have the body and it actually taking place here. So what I'm going to do is give you the philosophy behind these different worlds. Once you understand them, I'm pretty sure that you will actually begin to do it. And when I say do it, you will begin to manifest, because you will manifest because you understand it. People don't do what they don't understand. This is what I learned about people. If they don't understand it, that's why you have metaphors, analogies, and pictures, and songs to describe things to people, because, you know, that's just how it is, okay? So, the 3D world, okay? And I'll ask you any questions at the end, okay? The 3D world is your consciousness, or it's like your physical body, or it's your five senses, okay? The 3D world is where we are right now, okay? Which means that some of you are in debt, some of you don't have any money, some of you want to make money, some of you in a tough situation right now, some of you in a marriage that you don't want to be in, some of you are fat and overweight, whatever, right? That's the 3D world. That's the consciousness. Everything you're thinking about right now, oh, I want to do this, this is not going well, this is what most people call their reality, okay? That's the 3D world. It's what most people call their reality. You say, this is just my life. This is what's happening right now. This is my, you know, this is just what it is. So that's the 3D world. Everything that is physical, everything that you can see, touch, smell, and hear is the 3D world. And that's what we all are. You with me? Okay. But the issue with the 3D world, the problems, now listen, this is important. The problems that you have in your reality or your 3D world, the problem was created from the consciousness of where you are right now, which means is in the 3D world, you're trying to solve a problem such as a money problem with the same thinking that the same consciousness created. Make sense? Like, your consciousness is the thing that you're thinking about right now. You know, when you're working hard on a problem, saying, I'm trying to figure this out, it's conscious thinking. Like, I mean, anytime you say, well, let me think about it, it's consciousness. And the thing is about people, we have so many different problems that we're trying to solve, but the problem is you can't use the same consciousness to solve a problem that the consciousness created. And that's not me. That's actually Albert Einstein. Okay? Are you with me? So now let's go to the 4D world. The 4D world, very simple, is your imagination. Well, what is your imagination? Well, I don't know, you know. Imagination is thinking outside of the current reality, you know? It's just thinking outside. It's like saying, you know, I can imagine myself talking to Oprah. I can imagine myself on Forbes sharing my app with billions and billions of people downloading my app. That's your imagination. So if you want a business, you want to run a business, your imagination is like, I can picture millions of people coming into my business, buying my product. That's called your imagination. Your imagination, now let me explain the imagination. The imagination is things that you create, but you have no solutions on how to actually make it a part of the 4D world. You with me? Like, your imagination, right, are things or experiences that you want, you desire, you think about, you're like, what if I could do this? And but the issue is you don't know how to get that imagination in the 3D world, right? Because in our mind, we can think about anything. Like, I can think that I'm a billionaire. I can think that I have $500 million in my bank account right now. I say, you know, imagine if I have $500 million. And I can see the close my eyes, I can see the money in there, right? But when I open my eyes, I only have a couple million dollars in there. Makes sense? Just like if you're driving a Honda Accord right now and you, like, close your eyes and you can see yourself driving a yellow Lamborghini Urus. But then you open your eyes and you got a Honda Accord again. Well, that's the 4D world, okay? That's your imagination, which takes place solely in the mind, okay? But, listen, what we want to do is get what's happening in the 4D world. Everything that we're imagining, dreams, are in the 4D world, right? Desires are in the 4D world. The issue is, and this is why most people are not getting what they want, because we don't know how to get the stuff in the 4D world to the 3D world. Because that's where we want the things to be. We want things to manifest in the 3D world. Things that we can actually touch, smell, hear, and taste, and touch, and feel. Oh, same sense. Okay? Does that make sense? Or smell. So, here's the last one. Pay attention. Okay? Pay attention. The last one is the 5D world, okay? And the 5D is very powerful. And unfortunately, many people don't tap into the 5D world because they don't understand it. The 5D world is meditation or any type of mindfulness practice. It could be prayer too, right? Now, the 5D world, if you allow yourself to go there, it's Now listen, this is powerful. This is what made me rich. The 5D world, and as a matter of fact, the 4D world is your subconscious mind, by the way. But the 5D world has all the answers to all the solutions that you need for the 4D world to be accepted in the 3D world. Does that make sense? Let me say it again slow. Now listen, because you know when you're thinking about things and imagining things and want this, right, using your imagination. So the question is, well, how do we determine the things that we need to do to bring all these thoughts, all this imagination, all my dreams, and how do I get my subconscious mind to the point that it's actually producing the things that I want in the 3D world, something I can actually experience on the physical plane? It's the 5D world. The 5D world is meditation. What it does is it finds and discovers the solutions or the how to take everything that's in your mind, your imagination in the 4D world that will be introduced into the 3D world. Does that make sense? Now, I know the first thing you're going to say is, well, how, Wes? How does the 5D world do that? What do you mean, how? What do you mean, just meditation? What do you mean by meditation? What is meditation? You're saying I just sit down and close my eyes and take a deep breath and breathe? Yeah. Let me tell you why that's important. Right now, I want you guys to do something for me. For 60 seconds, let's meditate. Watch this. It's going to blow your mind. I want you to do something for me. It's a trick. I want you to hold your right nostril. Hold it down. And I want you to take a deep breath through your left nostril, okay? So you got to hold down, put your left finger, okay, index finger on your right nostril. And I want you to breathe in. Take a deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. Do it 4 times. Now, I want you to take your right hand or your left hand. I want you to close your left nostril. And I want you to take a deep breath through the right nostril 4 times. Do it with me. And as you take the last exhale, all I want you to do is close your eyes. When I count down from 5 to 1, I want you to feel your eyes closing. You're going to hear a snap. And I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and you will begin to close your eyes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your eyes are now shut, close, very tight. And you notice your body is relaxed. You notice that the only thing that you're thinking about is the sound that is coming from my voice to your phone, from my phone. That every breath that you take right now is taking you to a deeper state of relaxation. You now feel relaxed. Your arms is relaxed. Your legs is relaxed. Your stomach is relaxed. Everything now, if you're laying in your bed, you're sinking deeply, deeply into your seat, into your bed. Totally relaxed. And all I want you to do is think about your favorite color. Whatever your favorite color is, while your eyes are still closed, as you're listening to my voice with ease, I want you to picture your favorite color. And as you think about that color, I want you to imagine the color just going from the top of your head, from your shoulders, to your chest, to your stomach, to your waist, to your thighs, to your legs, and to your feet. And I want you to begin to feel as the color begins to color your entire body, you'll notice you feel calm and peaceful just by thinking about that color now, which is your favorite color. It's the only thing you can think about. And the more that you feel this color just coloring your entire body, you feel more relaxed, you feel more at peace, calm. As if your life is totally perfect right now. Every dream, every desire, you can feel happy because all the solutions, things you need are taking place in this moment. I'm gonna count down from 5 to 1. And when you hear 1, you're gonna open your eyes. You're gonna be aware. You're gonna be awake. You're gonna feel refreshed. 5, 4, 3, 2 coming out, and 1, open your eyes. Now, my question to you, if you did that, how do you feel? Well, what you just did was that's the 5D world. Just meditated. Like if you just did that, you just meditated. Now, why? You might say, well, what? How's that meditation? Let me tell you why. Because what I did was called a guided meditation. Guided meditation is I took control of your thoughts. When I told you to think about your favorite color, you thought about it. When I told you to take a deep breath, you took a deep breath. When I told you to think about your shoulders and your arm, you did it. So I directed your consciousness. Make sense? And see, when meditation, when your consciousness is directed, your unconscious mind can do what's necessary for you to manifest what you want. So what's happening in your 4D world can be presented in the 3D world. Does that make sense? See, all I was doing was distracting the conscious mind. Like when I was talking to you, and was talking about your favorite color, talking about how your color is going from your head to your shoulders. Like you were thinking about that. Your conscious mind was distracted. And it was at peace. It was suspended. Which opens up an opportunity for the unconscious mind on the 4D world to be programmed to discover the solution. See, the thing is what people don't understand about manifesting, they're too busy using their consciousness trying to fix everything. How do I make money? So I'm on the internet. How to make money? How to make money? How to make money? How do I lose weight? How do I lose 5 pounds? How to lose 10 pounds? Go to the gym. Buy this. You're on TikTok. Buy this product. I mean, your consciousness in the 3D world, you're using that world to try to solve the problem that world created. Like if you're broke right now, obviously it's from your conscious, it's from your decisions, right? Your decisions is the reason why you're broke, no matter what it is. And usually they're unconscious decisions. But you're trying to use your consciousness to fix a decision that was made from an unconscious standpoint, which was in the 4D world. Remember this, the 4D world, and unfortunately, we don't have direct access to the unconscious mind unless you do meditation, what I just did with you, or hypnosis. Most of you don't have access to the unconscious mind. That's why we don't know why we do what we do. Many of you don't know why you choose or select certain people in your life as far as your husband, your wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend. You really don't know. You might think you know. You may say, well, I like how you look. Yeah, but why did you choose that person over this person? Why do you like Doritos or Funyuns? Why do you like burgers over hot dogs? Why you like, we make so many decisions. Even your favorite color. Why is blue pink? Why is blue men's favorite color? And why is pink girls' favorite? I mean, it's just so many decisions that we make that are so unconscious and it's outside of our awareness. We don't even know why. It's because we're getting influenced all day long. Are you with me, Her? Let me pause for a second. Let me look at the comments here. Does that make sense, folks? Are you with me here? So meditation, mindfulness, okay? This is the key to discovering the how. Like, you want to know how you're going to make $1 million? Well, meditate. By meditating, the solution will be brought to you. It will, 100%. Let me tell you something about your brain that you have never been taught. Your unconscious mind knows how to make $1 million. Your unconscious mind knows how to create a lovely body. Your unconscious mind know how to select the right woman or the right man in your life right now. It knows. It already knows. It has already been exposed to information. Are you with me? It already knows. So many of you, like, it knows how to stop smoking, stop drinking. Like, if you want to stocking in all these addictions and vices, like, your unconscious mind already knows how to do this stuff. Okay? However, meditation, the 5D world, will allow the unconscious mind to create the outcomes and discover the solutions that you want. Are you with me? Now you understand why I meditate several times a day. Now do you understand that? Like, I give you an example. Right now, I am creating an app. We just did the first iteration of the app. It's doing very well. Honestly, I knew it was going to do very well last year because I created it that way. I said, you know what? My app's going to do very well. People are going to love it. Okay? This app that I'm creating, we're going to do over maybe the first month. It's going to do close to $1 million the first month in, and that's in March. Yeah. And you might say, well, Weston, how are you going to do that? I mean, there's many ways on how to do that. I don't necessarily know how. I know a couple of ways to do it. But I just meditate on it. That's all I do. I just meditate. Right? Take a deep breath. I close my eyes. And I just see it happen. That's it. I just see millions of people downloading the app. I don't know if I'm using paid media, paid marketing, influencers. I don't know. But I'm just visualizing the outcome. And by meditating and visualizing the outcome in the mind, the 4D world, hello, your imagination, the subconscious mind, it will begin to accept it as true factual information. And once it accepts it as true actual information, it sends the information to my consciousness to make it real. Does that make sense? This is exactly what happened when I made $1 million, folks. Telling you. You know, because, listen, I know some of you meditate, but you don't meditate daily. Because you think it don't work. Listen, meditation is like, you know, when you first begin meditating, it's like a train that's going 200 miles per hour in one direction. And when you begin to meditate, now you want to go in the different direction. Because many of you, that's how your minds are moving. You're overthinking everything. You're thinking more about the problems and issues and what may go wrong. So your train is going 200 miles in the wrong direction. When you begin to meditate, you have to remember, first you have to slow down the train. You can't stop the train. You can't stop a 200. If a train is going 200 miles per hour, you just can't just hit the button and say stop. No. It may take some miles. That train is going to go miles before it can actually come to a complete stop. So that's what happens when you meditate. You're meditating, no results. Well, it's because your mind is slowing down. You get it? Some of your minds are moving so fast in the wrong direction. Cynicism, negativity, victim mentality, anxiety, stress. Right? Some of your trains are going 300 miles per hour, your brain. So when you begin to meditate, now you're slowing down the train, slowing down the mind. You get it? So that's why every time you meditate, it's like slowing down the train a little bit more. Meditate again, slowing it down. You're slowing the mind down. Meditate. Thinking about the goals, visualizing what you want over and over again until the train comes to a stop. And even then, like, you're still not going in the other direction because now, like, it may take a couple of days, it may take a couple of weeks of meditating over and over again for your mind to just slow down and stop. You with me? But listen up. You're going to love this. Once it stops, now, when you begin to meditate, now it's going in the right direction. And this is the direction of creation. Okay? It's very powerful stuff. I'm getting goosebumps. Listen. And then when you continue to meditate, now you start to see what you didn't see before. You start to see solutions and you start to see serendipities and things that just come to you in the middle of the night. You're like, oh, I need to do this. It would just happen. It happens to me all the time. Even with my app right now. Like, my app in 5 years, I would sell it for $500 to $1 billion, folks. $500 million to $1 billion. Easily. I already know. Because for the last couple of weeks, I've just been getting these just visions. It's hard to explain it to you, but it's like I've been downloading ways to make it viral. And it makes complete sense. We've been having meetings with the designer. And I don't get too techie, but it's going to be insane. The amount of money that we're going to make, the amount of people we're going to help, the amount of news media that we're that's going to cover this app, it's going to be insane. It gives me goosebumps. Okay? Now, do you understand why you should meditate? Because what you're doing is you're working hard. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with working hard. But you're not using the total faculties of your mind. You know, almost every successful person I know, every one of them has some type of mindfulness practice. I mean, it's where they just sit down, they close their eyes, and they just disconnect. It could be 1 minute, 5 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour. It doesn't matter. But everybody that I know personally, this is what they do. They have of mindfulness, but where they just disconnect. They close their eyes. They may focus on their breathing. Some people I know, they do guided meditations. They're all on the internet for free. Doesn't matter which one you want to do. You can do any of them. The key is just to disconnect yourself from the 3D world. Why? Because you want to allow the 4D world to expand into the 3D world. You'll never get what's happening in your mind as far as your imagination and dreams and your desires of financial freedom. Like, that's all in your 4D world. It's locked up. That's in your imagination. But the issue is, what's dominant in your imagination that happens unconsciously is what's bleeding over in your 3D world. And that's poverty, frustration, anxiety, stress, problems, issues, debt, everything that you don't like, right? Insecurities. Are you with me here, folks? Comment below if you're with me. Okay? That's how it works. It's the 5D world. This is where I live. This is why I meditate so much. Listen, whenever, I'm going to give you my personal secret. Whenever I want to manifest something faster. Okay? Fast, it can be anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You can manifest people. You can manifest money, things, experiences. It doesn't matter. Anything can be manifested. I am a true testament of this. Whenever you want to meditate, whenever I want to manifest faster, I just meditate more and I meditate longer. That's it. Why? Because the longer you live in the 5D world, that world becomes real. Like, if you always meditate, closing your eyes and you're just visualizing it, you're thinking about how you want your life to be, or you just being quiet. Because obviously your mind already knows you have intentions, but the issue is you have so much clutter. So the intention is not a dominant thought in the mind. You with me? But when you clear the mind, check this out. When you clear the mind, the solution, financial solution, relationship solution, or even the health solution, it will be presented to you. Are you with me? Like, folks, you just got too much clutter in your mind. It's just so much going on. So the intention that you have is not dominant. But if you meditate more and more and more again, you're clearing the mind. Then you get to the point you're not thinking about anything and you're only thinking about what you want. Once you're able to have one thought in the mind, I'm telling you, and that's called deep focus. It's a book. You got to grab it. When you get laser focused because you're like meditating over and over again and disconnecting yourself, closing your eyes and just taking a deep breath and exhaling and taking a deep breath and exhaling for 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes. Listen, your unconscious mind will do the work for you on autopilot. Do you hear me? It would do it on autopilot. Let me prove it to you because I know you don't believe that. Oh, what do you mean? I don't have to worry. I don't have to do nothing. Listen, how much work does it take you for your heart to beat in your body? Like, how much conscious work does it take? How much work does it take for you to have problems? Like, do you wake up thinking about, man, I want to manifest some problems, or they just, it just happens, right? So think about it for a second. If problems and issues and adversities can just happen in our lives automatically, why can't prosperity, success, money, and abundance happen automatically too? Yeah, that's the thing they never taught you. You get it? You were taught the word no before you were taught the word yes. When you was a baby, what did your mom tell you? Don't touch that. Don't go in there. Be quiet. No, no. Think about how many times you've heard the word no. A lot. So we were negatively conditioned for a very long time, unconscious, not even knowing. Okay? So this is why this way of thinking is so foreign, especially to people in the West, like United States of America. They just don't get it. Europe as well. Like, you just don't, they don't get it. It's like they get it, but they don't get it because they don't do it. You with me? The same process it is for you to have problems that take place in your life. It's the same as that process that you can receive successes. Same process. It happens the same way. But you have to go through a retraining process. This is why I ask you guys to meditate. Start with 5 minutes a day. Like, I challenge you. Do it in the morning. You know, 5 minutes. Just lay in your bed. Close your eyes. Don't get up. And just take a deep breath. Do 5 deep breaths. Exhale 5 times. And just lay there. Or jump on YouTube and listen to a guided meditation. Go to YouTube.com. Type in guided meditation. That's all you got to do. And listen to any one of them. Don't say, well, which one should I listen to? Anyone, big head. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, they have all these different meditations and, well, this meditation is better for this frequency. And listen, I think that's bullshit. I think what's important with the mind, and the mind is so complex yet so simple, the mind just needs to slow down. Many of you are in what is called high beta. High beta is people that are always stressed and overthinking, anxiety, panic attacks. These people are in high beta because they're thinking so much about everything all at once. When you meditate, what it does, it slows down the brain cycles. Your brain itself is measured in like what it's called brain cycles. When you start to slow down the mind, like when I meditated with you and I told you to take a deep breath, I was slowing down your mind. And you started to feel better. Like the more that you would take a deep breath and inhale and exhale, it started to slow down the mind. And you started to relax. You started to focus on the breathing and my voice, just like you're doing right now. You may notice you're becoming more relaxed for no reason. Only because I'm slowing down the tempo of my voice. Wow, that's crazy, right? Well, that's what meditation does. It's just slowing down the train. Slowing it down. Slowing it down. That's why we get more peaceful and we feel more at ease when the brain slows down. Right? That's why taking a deep breath is very powerful. Why do you think doctors and nurses, whenever a person have a traumatic incident or something happened, break the leg or whatever, car accident, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, because they know taking a deep breath automatically calms the body and calms the mind. They always tell you, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. Why do you think they say this? Because it calms down the mind and the body immediately. It's powerful. Any questions for me? Yeah, if you want to go live with me, we can go live as well if you want me to explain it more in detail. I want everybody to meditate tonight. Honestly, just for 5 minutes. 1 minute, meditate. Just close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. You don't even need to try to visualize in the beginning. Okay? I've seen people just focus on their breathing and say, you know what? I'm going to meditate because when I come out of this meditation, I want to have a solution for my business. I want to have a solution for my way, a solution for my whatever. And they just meditate. And when they come out, they typically have a solution. It happens. Questions for me. Did you get value? Did everybody understand this? I know I have teenagers on here, 20-year-olds, 30 and 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds. Do you understand what I just explained to you? Please do not be afraid to ask me questions. I'm here to answer them for you so you can have what you want and understand that the process doesn't have to be so arduous. It doesn't have to be so difficult at all. Because whatever stressful situation that you're in right now, you're creating the stress because of the thinking. See, the great thing about meditation, you just stop thinking. Okay? You may have thoughts that pop up, but you just go back to the breathing. That's why it's great to do a guided meditation. That's why I created the program, the Genie Script, which many of you probably already have access to. The GenieScript.com. You can go to that website and get it for $37. I teach you how to meditate properly to manifest what you want. Okay? You cannot manifest what you want. I'm not saying what you don't want. You're already manifesting what you don't want. You cannot manifest what you don't want if you have a brain that just constantly overthinks. Many of you, when I go live with you, you know what the first question you ask me? Well, Wesley, I feel stuck. Well, Wesley, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, Wesley, I'm doing all this. What is that? That's a person that's just overthinking it. Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Of course you don't know. Okay? Well, obviously you don't know how to make a million. You don't know how to do that. You don't know. But actually, you do know. Like the people say, I don't know how to get this fat off my body. What do you mean? You do know. Eat less. Duh. Work out more. Well, I don't know how to make $1 million. What do you mean? Sell a product. And keep trying to sell a product until people buy it. Like, we know how to do it. We know the steps. We know the mechanics. We all do. But the overthinking process, the impatience. I want this now. That person have it. I want it now. I'm getting old. I'm so tired of struggling. See, that's you. That's your overthinking. Get it? And then when you think like that so much, you create a habit. And whatever becomes habitual is a part of the unconscious mind. Then it does it automatically, just like your heart beats automatically. Blood flows through your body automatically. Your digestive system is going to digest your food automatically. And that's what you are. You're on autopilot, but you're going in the wrong direction here. Any questions for me? What's next? Yeah, somebody says the problem with losing fat, I guess, is they don't like the process. No, listen, it's not they don't like the process. When people say, well, I don't want to work out. And you say, why? Well, because it's hard. Well, why is it hard? Because it hurts. You know, it's too painful. So all that means is that person associates working out with pain, and pain is not what they want. Some people associate pain of working out with pleasure. You get it? It's just your association. That's all what it is. Pain to you, going to the gym, means a process that you just do not want to do. It's uncomfortable. But do you not understand that you have to learn that? That is learned. That the pain in the gym, the pain of working out, is so displeasurable that you don't want to do it. That's learned. You learned that from somewhere. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad, I don't know. You ever wonder why usually parents that work out, the children tend to work out too, or parents that don't work out, the children tend to don't work out as well? Because if your mama and your daddy, look at your mom and dad, are they fit? When you were growing up, were they fit and athletic people? And this is not, I'm not trying to generalize here, but typically, if your parents didn't work out, the people around you growing up didn't work out, then why would you want to work out either? You get it? No. You're like, oh, I don't want to do that. That hurt. And you have no reason to do, because you've never been programmed that way. That's why when it comes to money, most of us, We'd never been taught, when we wasn't around money. We heard that money was hard to get. So that's all in your unconsciousness. It's just, money's hard to get. You got to work hard for money. You got to sacrifice for money. Money is just, you're tight with the money. I mean, so many programs that you're just so unaware of. That's why the average person struggles so much, money-wise. Does that make sense? Okay. That's why it takes some time, folks. You know, if you ever want to speed up the process of getting what you want, just meditate. Like, meditate for 90 days every day. Just meditate. And as you meditate, think about your intention. Just visualize what you want. It works. I swear to God, it works. But you got to know what you want. As long as you know clearly what you want and you meditate, you will get it. I promise you, you will be presented with ways to make it your reality. Okay? Are you with me? You guys want to meditate with me now. Listen, I meditate only if all of you give me a gift right now. Send me $10,000. I'm just kidding, folks. Instead of meditating, I just want to answer questions, folks. I want to help you. Okay? Any questions here? And I'm always open to go live as well. You get it to 200 people in this room, I'll meditate. Okay? 200 real people, of course. Aren't you glad that you hopped on this live here tonight, Corey? Aren't you excited? How many of you comment below and be honest with me? Then you actually kind of get it. Like, I honestly, how I grew up, even how I did in school, I wasn't supposed to be here. I grew up in the ghetto, south side of Houston, Texas. I didn't make A's and B's. I was counted out. What are you talking about? I mean, everything that I did in my past does not equal. I mean, you have no clue. People like, Wesley, you're just a class clown. You're always bullshitting. I was always in the principal's office. When I went to the Army, I was just the worst. I mean, I was just a badass. I was so rebellious. I didn't listen to no authority. I didn't listen to anyone. So you're like, man, how can a man that's so rebellious become a millionaire? This process that I just shared with you, I'm telling you, it doesn't. Okay? Just meditate. That's it. You want to learn how to meditate, go to YouTube, or you can buy my course or whatever. I mean, it's free. You don't need to buy my course. It's free on the internet. But you got to do it. You got to believe that it works. And I would suggest you to at least accept the belief now, because I'm being genuine. I'm just a man in the room in a red light. Like, I have nothing to gain from this. I'm not charging any money. I'm just letting you know what is real. And I keep getting richer, more successful, and more happier, more fitter, more sexy, more athletic. I mean, it just happens on autopilot for me. While a bunch of you out there struggling, and I don't know why. We don't have to. I'm just saying, that's why I follow and connect with you. When is the next update for the app? If you guys want access to my app, iPhone users only, go to my bio. I have an app that will help you manifest faster. And what we have done, we have used music technology. One thing that we have discovered with people, almost everybody loves music, okay? Probably 90% of people on the planet love music. People use music to calm down, to be inspired, to feel good, to make love, whatever, right? Music is very powerful. So what we have done using technology, we have created music in a way that the music itself will program your mind for you to manifest what you want. Because all the music that you're listening to today is programming your mind, by the way. 100%. That's why you know your ABCs. Even though you haven't repeated the alphabet in a very long time. Everybody on here, every single person can repeat the alphabet. Why? Because it's a song. Because somebody long time ago discovered that songs are one of the most simplest, easiest ways to hardwire the mind. It's powerful. It's there forever. You can't even forget the alphabet if you try. So imagine if it was a song that's about you, about your dreams, about your, and I'm talking about your specific dreams. Detail, that's what the app does. It creates it. Some of you are like, man, you know, it's hard for me to be detailed. Well, the app is going to create a very detailed version of exactly who you want to be. Go to my bio, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. Click that link and download the app if you're an iPhone user. We're not on Android yet. This is brand new. This is the next best thing, folks. Just let you know. You better get it now while it's free. But it's the... Just watch. You're going to see, like, AI right now. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. It's just... Just go download it. Use it. You're going to be fascinated. Next question for me. We will be doing another update at the end of this month. And you haven't seen nothing yet. If you already have access to the app, what you're going to see in the next 4 weeks is going to blow your mind. Because what you're looking at right now is about 10% of what we have done. What you're going to see in 3 weeks and 4 weeks is going to be like night and day. Okay? So be ready for it. Wow. Flex Beauty has 23 songs? Jeez. She says she's obsessed. You know, I had a young lady tell me that she loves it so much that she's playing it at night while she's sleeping. She said, I love it so much. Well, I'm just going to play this. I usually play music when I go to sleep. She says, I'm going to play that. Because it's all about me and my dreams and goals. And it sounds so good. I'm just going to listen to that. Woo! You know what I'm so excited for? I'm not excited for the billions or hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm excited because I'm going to have hundreds of millions of people. They're going to publicly give me, or not even me, because people don't even know that I'm the creator. But they're going to give that app and say, man, that app did it. I can't stop listening to this stuff because it's working. Just watch. Hundreds of millions of people are going to post testimonials online. They're going to write online. You're going to see it. It's going to be like, man, I can't describe it. It's going to move me. It's like a movement of consciousness. Just watch. I'm just happy to be a part of it. What's next here? What is the app? Go click the link in the bio. If you have an iPhone, I just explained it. I'm not going to explain it again. What beliefs did you focus on first when you began to recondition your mind through meditation? Honestly, when I first started meditating, I was just using a guided meditation from YouTube. And when I was meditating, I wasn't thinking about creating a successful digital marketing company, making millions of dollars on the internet. I was just listening to the guided meditation. Now, the more I would do it, then I did start to think about what I wanted. So for about a month, I think I just listened to the guided meditation. It was 45 minutes, and I did it 3 times a day. But then I got so good at it that I was able to slow my mind to the point that I was visualizing the life that I wanted, because my mind was like empty. Like it was nothing to think about, because at that time I was by myself. I was celibate. I wasn't talking to people. So it was just me and my thoughts. And I was meditating so much that I wasn't thinking about a lot of, like, I had no thoughts. The only thoughts I was thinking about was the meditation that I was listening to. And then I started to visualize about what I wanted. And it was very simple to do that because I didn't have any distractions. Do you still have any courses on DigiStore? No. Do you think 3 to 5 a.m. provides a more powerful connection? I don't think it matters the time, honestly. I mean, morning and evening, right before you go to bed, right before you, when you wake up, is probably the best time, in my opinion. Sleeping with the songs are a great witch is why I credit so many to play them automatically. Yeah, we have some people, like, we have so many new features. Oh my God, I got goosebumps. We have so many new features that we're adding to the app that it's going to be insane. Like right now, we're allowing beta testers to get access to the app right now. So if you want access, go to my bio. It's free. Just click the link in the bio, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin on Instagram, and get it. Yeah, we got Flex Beauty. She created 23 songs, and she just let them play like a playlist. And it's all about her. And the great thing about it, folks, you have to understand the power of music. You know why music is so powerful? Because music has the opportunity or the power to change your mood. Does it not? Why do people listen to music? Because it changes your mood. It calms you down. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel just good, happy. So when you change the mood of a person from sadness to happiness, right? Now the brain, listen, I'm teaching you something here. Your brain becomes more malleable. Malleable, many of you probably don't know this, but your brain is plastic. It's called neuroplasticity. So your brain starts to, that's why when you have sex, the best way I can explain it is like when you're having sex and you just make them love, you're like, oh my God, you know, you're doing that moaning and you just relax to a point that you just, like, sex is the most powerful way, honestly, to embed commands and suggestions, because your brain is so malleable that you can hardwire anything. So with music, the reason why we're able to repeat songs so easily when we listen, because the brain is malleable, because it feels good. Anything that feels good, the brain relax. So now you have direct access to the unconscious mind. That's why hypnosis works so well. You get it? But hypnosis is just, music is almost like another form of hypnosis, by the way. You know, when you listen to your song, time just goes away. When you meet the girl or the woman of your dreams, you know, when you're dating somebody for the first 3 weeks, it's like time doesn't exist. Because you're in a trance. Your brain is malleable. That means that you're very influential. So when you listen to this stuff, this music, okay, which is about you, your brain is going to be in a very malleable state, so it's going to be conditioned faster. You'll see. Ah, let's go! Oh, my God. I hope you guys get this, honestly. I know what you think. This lie must be saved. You know, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right now and come back and ask a question just to make sure that all of you have the opportunity to listen to this again. Listen to it again and download the app. It's free. You have nothing to lose. And I do appreciate all the reviews. People are already writing reviews. And I haven't really made it like super publicly yet. I just only told you guys about it. I've had over almost 1,000 downloads. I haven't even advertised this thing yet. Just told you because I love you. I care about you. I'm going to end this live right now, and I'm going to come back live in 5 seconds to answer any questions. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. High energy, high income. Let's go.